My house won't let me leave. Problem is, I'm not alone. Going by the clock on my phone, I've been stuck here for a little over a day. As it stands, power is still on and I still have Wi-Fi. There's been some odd occurrences happening the past few hours. Once the house sealed itself, I made it a point to go sit on my couch and not move. Don't ask me why, but it seemed to be the most reasonable option for some reason. The house couldn't turn me around if I wasn't moving, right? So I turned on the TV and tried to distract myself from a panic attack while I attempted to rationalize things. Not that any of this could be rationalized. I'm stone cold sober at this point, so I can't blame the booze. There could always be the possibility that I've snapped, but I doubt that. Medication hasn't changed recently, so nothing there. I suddenly had an idea then. I grabbed my phone and called Pete, a friend of mine that lived down the street. If he was home, maybe I could get him to come over and open the door from the outside, then I can get out. "What's up?" he answered after the third ring. "Hey man, I need a favor. Can you come over for a minute and open the front door? It's unlocked. I think I'm tripping something bad and could really use a hand." "Odd request, but yeah. I'll be over in a few," he responded. I could tell he thought I was insane. I thanked him then hung up, looking to the wall where the front door used to be. I must have gotten lost in my thoughts because the next thing I knew my phone was ringing. "Hey, yeah, sorry. Are you here yet?" I answered, seeing that it was Pete calling me back. "Yeah, dude. I opened the front door like you said. Where the hell are you?" he asked, more concern creeping into his voice. I felt a chill go down my spine, leading down to my hands where a tremor began to intensify. "Pete, I'm sitting on the couch. You should be able to see me from the door," I said, words catching in my throat. "Well, you're not. No idea what kind of game this is, but the house is empty. No lights are even on. Come on man, where are you? You up in your room tripping?" he asked. "No, Pete, listen. I'm sitting right here on the couch. Something weird is going on. I need you to find help." "Whatever, man. I'm coming in," he said. "No." I screamed into the phone, "Too late. Where are you? What the hell?" His voice wasn't on the phone anymore. It was coming from the hallway. He came walking down the hall and into view of the couch. "What the fuck just happened? I was walking through the door then I'm here. You're too early for haunted houses. Jesus Christ. Now we were both stuck here. The front door still hadn't showed up. Windows were all still gone. Now he was stuck here too. There's something really odd happening. I don't know how or why," I said, tears beginning to well in my eyes. I told him the events of the night before and everything leading up to now. When I was done, he sat down on the couch next to me, smiling and letting out an exasperated sigh as he did. "You've always been really into this performance art shit, but this is like a whole new level. I'm honestly really impressed," he said, letting out a small laugh. "Mirrors. I'm guessing you built a facade of some sort to mimic the hallway. You've outdone yourself. Listen to me, you asshole," I said, gritting my teeth. "I'm not fucking around. Weird shit is happening and I don't know why. There's that thing crawling around somewhere and I don't want to be stuck in here if it decides to come back. We have to figure something out." All right, he said, standing up, "Well, if we're going to do some Twilight Zone shit then I've gotta use the bathroom first. You called me right as I was going through my fourth cup of coffee. Second door on the left, right?" I nodded to him. How could he not see it? He walked through the front door and ended up in the hallway, halfway across the house. There's no way he could still think I'm making this up. I could still hear him talking as he made his way to the bathroom. "As long as we're done by 8. I'm supposed to be taking Dana out for dinner tonight. She said she wants to go to that new Italian place downtown, but I really want tacos. I mean, I'll go there if I really have tea, fuck." His voice trailed off in a shout. I bolted from the couch and ran toward the bathroom, seeing the door ajar and light spilling through into the hall. I came to a stop at the threshold, barely saving myself from the same fate that Pete had met. Right through the door, where my bathroom used to be, was a chasm. There was no bottom to it, just an endless darkness fading into the abyss. I could see the walls of the room, along with the sink and shower across the way, but everything seemed to be impossibly floating in space. "Pete!" I shouted into the void. "Pete, can you hear me?" No response. Just the still, empty air. I fell back into the hallway, collapsing against the wall. There's no way he could be dead, right? Maybe he's just back outside. Maybe this was the way out. He had his phone on him still, maybe I can call him. I ran back to the couch and nearly cracked my phone screen from punching in his name so forcefully. The line began ringing. Once. Twice. Thrice. There was a click as the line picked up. "Holy shit, Pete. You all right, man?" I asked. No response. There was a wet squelching sound on the other line. "Pete. Answer me, damn it." I almost threw the phone across the room because of the loud static screech that happened then. It was almost deafening, leaving a ringing in my ears. Somewhere in the static I could make out frantic screaming before the line went dead. I'm on my own again. God, I shouldn't have gotten my hopes up about getting out of here. Now I've probably gotten him killed too, and nobody will ever know because we'll never be found. There was suddenly a pounding on the door at the end of the hall. Frantic thudding hits against the wood like fists begging for help. I got up and moved slowly over, cautiously reaching out to the knob. There was a faint voice coming from the other side, muffled but there. I couldn't understand what they were saying, but there was fear in the tone. I inched closer, grabbing the doorknob and twisting slowly. I was almost bowled over as a man came barreling through, quickly turning and slamming the door behind him as another arm reached through and grabbed the wall. There was a disgusting crack as it was caught between the heavy door and the wooden frame, fingers splaying out in pain but still searching for their prey. "Help! Please!" The man screamed, looking down at me on the floor. I got up and threw myself at the door, helping to force it closed. The arm still wasn't budging. He grabbed it around the wrist, held it close, then rammed his shoulder against the door while pulling the wrist outward. Another crack followed a wet pop as the arm came loose from whatever it was attached to and the door snapped shut. Whatever the arm belonged to let out a shriek as it was sealed away on the other side. The man stood, wiping sweat from his brow with his own arm while holding the severed one out to me, hand first. "Appreciate the help. Name's Jasper. Now, what part of the house are we in?" he asked. He had an old-time look about him, with slick back hair and a button-up shirt torn at the sleeves. His bright green eyes had a devilish shine about them. "M main hallway," I stuttered back. "Sorry, where did you come from?" "Well, I own the house. Something happened a few days ago and it wouldn't let me out. Been running around here ever since," he answered, looking at his watch. "Let's see, Tuesday, January 16th. So that puts me at 6 days here." "No, man. I own the house. I bought it a few years ago at a foreclosure auction," I said, confused even more than I previously was. "Nonsense. I've lived here for 6 years. Bought the place brand new back in 1948. He said, frowning at me. "What do you mean you live here? You don't even look like you're from this country." My mind started spinning then. He said 6 years from 1948, so there's no way. This guy had to be no older than mid-30s. He couldn't be that old. "Jasper, what year is it?" I asked, hesitantly. 1954, why? You take a hit to the head. I was a medic at Normandy. I can check you out if you're hurt," he said, looking me over. We should go sit down. We both need some answers here," I said, motioning him back to the couch.